Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is why your husband needs you to be his biggest cheerleader. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Just search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar, or you can head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool that you can use to solve problems in your marriage. Just visit my website to download it. Okay, so let's dive in and talk about why your husband needs you to be his biggest cheerleader. So, you might have heard the saying that a man needs respect like he needs oxygen. And that's what we're going to talk about today. It seems like every marriage expert on the planet is jumping on this marriage advice right now. Everywhere I look, I'm seeing different authors and experts talking about this. And it's one of those concepts that I think is simple to grasp, but maybe it's not easy for us to see where it is in our life and get a hold of it and change it. But with awareness, we can do that. And I watch women that I coach on a daily basis make progress in this area and report so much more happiness and satisfaction in their marriage. And I want that for you too. So it really starts out with a simple fundamental difference between men and women. And the difference is that men are wired to need respect and women are wired to need love. This need for respect is so huge with men that 75% of men say that they would rather feel unloved than disrespected. This is according to recent research by author Shanti Feldhahn. That's a big proportion of men who would rather feel unloved than disrespected. So this is just to tell you, this respect thing is huge. And it's no fluke or character flaw that they would prefer respect over love. It's God's design. And there's a clue for us in the Bible that I missed until I started studying marriage. Ephesians 5:33 says, "However, each one of you must also love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband." How interesting is that? I never realized that until I started studying marriage. So the Bible doesn't actually call us to give love to our husbands. It specifically calls out respect. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't give them our love. The point is that as women, we naturally give love. So God doesn't have to remind us and command us to give love. The point of this scripture is he's trying to remind us of something that doesn't come so naturally to us. So we should go ahead and keep right on loving our husband, but we need to take some time and take some look at this respect command that we're being called to. So we know that our husbands are wired for respect and that they deeply wish to feel respected for who they are as a man and what they accomplish and what they do. I think this concept is behind a lot of miscommunication and misunderstandings in marriage, but it doesn't have to be this way. I think many of us women, totally me included in the past, and I still mess this up, but I think that sometimes we mistakenly give love where our husbands need respect and vice versa, right? That they give us respect where maybe we need love. But today we're not here to talk about our husband's side of things. We're here to talk about what we as a wife can do to build up our husband and to improve our marriage. And so the fact is that research has proven that most men have like a deep pit of insecurity inside of them about who they are and what their value is in this world. And that's just different from women like you and me. We want to know that we're loved and lovable. But the burning question that's plaguing the mind of every man is, do I measure up or am I good enough? They're constantly worried about it. So you see, friends, our husbands just desperately need to feel respected for who they are and what they do. And you know what? In case you don't know this, it's a little secret. They want to be our heroes. They want to please us. They want us to see them as capable. And they want to feel like we are their biggest cheerleader. But so often, they walk away from conversations with us feeling like we are their biggest critic. And this criticism is like toxic to them. It is so painful to them. It hurts my heart just saying it and thinking of times where I have unknowingly or unintentionally come off more as a critic than a cheerleader. I know that none of us mean to make our husbands feel this way. So why does this keep happening? You know, I think part of it is because a lot of us are strong women. We're opinionated and we're not afraid to share opinions. And we don't realize that when sometimes the way we share our opinions causes our husbands to feel bad. And so, you know, some examples. You know, in our lives, we are running the show with our kids, right? And most of the time, the mom, even if she works full time, she's still in charge of the schedule and everything else. And so as moms, we know the best route to soccer practice that's going to avoid the traffic at intersection XYZ. Or we know that the kid should not have any snacks for at least an hour before dinner, or they're not going to eat their dinner. And we know that the best way to put the kids to bed at night is to do their bath first and then brushing their teeth and then their books. Otherwise, they get all out of order and they get hyper and the night is a disaster, right? So we as moms, we know that we have it down. And we have, you know, we have good reason because we're, right, the ones doing it every day and our husband's less focused on that. So I think that our intentions are pure and good. You know, like if you're going out on a girl's night out, you might tell your husband the exact bedtime routine because you want your husband to have as smooth a night as possible while you're gone, and you want your kids to have as smooth a night as possible while you're gone. But when we tell our husband how to do something like that, he doesn't take it as the kind gesture that we intend it to be. He assumes that we think he couldn't figure it out for himself. I know that's crazy. That thought never entered your mind. I know that's not what you mean. It's not what I mean. But now that we know that that's what's happening inside the heart and mind of our husband, we can try to do things differently to protect his heart and protect our marriage and be that cheerleader that he so needs instead of the critic. And so, girls, maybe he has a different route that goes to soccer practice. It still gets him there, right? Maybe it's not as smoothly as the route you would pick. But hey, they get there. Maybe he lets him have a snack before dinner. Maybe he just can't stand the whining anymore or something like that. I don't know. But, you know, you got to ask yourself, is like one wayward night going to cause an entire lifetime of wayward nutrition? You know, looking at the big picture. And then again, maybe he puts the kids to bed in a completely different order from you. But, you know, do they get to bed eventually? Yeah. You know what? Sometimes they have way more fun when dad's there putting them to bed. I don't know about your house. And so the point is, our husbands will figure it out. They're strong men. That's why we married them. We married smart men. And so we've got to remember that when we try to tell our husband how to do some of these ordinary everyday things, that we're literally telling them that we don't think they're smart enough to figure it out on their own. And since we don't mean that, we're just trying to help, we have to keep that in mind. Because you know what? In husband language, the word help is interpreted as critical or a lack of trust or faith in him. And when we try to help our husband in this way by telling him how to do things, he actually feels attacked on his most vulnerable emotion, and that's the fear that you don't think he's good enough. And for your husband, that's worse than thinking that you don't love him. So that author I mentioned earlier, I think if I didn't mention her today, I mentioned her often. Her name is Shanti Feldhahn. Her research showed that men feel respected more at work than at home. And so I think that we do have a little bit of work to do in this area. So I have some tips for you. I actually gathered some tips from a book called 10 Things a Husband Needs from His Wife by Erin Smalley. She has a long list in there of different do's and don'ts, but I just picked out five that I thought I would share with you that kind of went with what we're talking about today. So ways that you can be your husband's biggest cheerleader. I'm going to first give you the don'ts, and then we're going to wrap it up with the do's. So don't aggressively question his knowledge or opinions in public in front of others. Don't act like his mother. Don't make him feel stupid or incompetent. Don't correct something you've asked him to do, like loading the dishwasher or maybe getting the baby dressed. And don't always automatically assume your way is best. So those are some of the ways that our husband feels like we're a critic instead of a cheerleader. How can we be the cheerleader? Do tell him that you like the man that he is, that you love the man that he is. Do brag about him in front of the kids and in front of other people. Do trust his judgment. He's a smart guy. That's why you married him. And do listen without interrupting and let him finish a sentence or a thought that he might have. And finally, do extend God's grace to him and be forgiving when he offends you. Right? That's a lovely thought to end on, I think. We all could be a little more gracious. And so I know that this concept is maybe easier said than done. And so if you're working on it and you would like some help or some accountability or some leadership along the way, please reach out to me. I would love to work with you. I have some great tools that will help you along in this journey. So that is it for today. I want to thank you so much for listening in. Reach out to me if you have any specific questions. And remember, on my website, I have that free marriage makeover guide to help you fix challenges in your marriage. Head over to my website, tinaheisman.com, to download your copy for free. And join us on Facebook in the Happy Wives community. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching. So head over to my website or email me to learn more. Thank you so much and have a great day.